Hello. Welcome. We are the Morons Who Try to Talk Good. My name is Caitlin.
I'm Sam.
And we're still both in California.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
But Odile is back in Oregon.
Yep.
And she will not be joining us.
Yep.
She is working.
Yep.
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 All right. So this is our year in review.
Yep.
New Year's themed episode.
Yep. Recording on New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve.
Yep.
That's
my word today. The word of the day is...
Yep.
Yep. Every yep. single time you hear it, take a drink.
Yep.
Yep. Everyone's dead. Yep.
All right. Should we go straight into the news of the week? Because
a lot of things have happened. This past week. Lots of things. Not great things.
No.
Well, yeah, no.
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 So, first off, unfortunately, we have lost two wonderful women
yes.
in the world of Hollywood. One of which, the first was Carrie Fisher. For those who don't know who Carrie Fisher is, get out of your rock.
Yeah, who get are you?
Get out of your rock. Carrie Fisher is best known for playing Princess Leia in the Star Wars film franchise. She was also a script doctor and author. One of her
yeah.
books was turned into a film. But like I said, everyone...
She spoke very publicly about her mental health.
Mm-hmm.
And
mental health advocate. Also, she had some really amazing thoughts on the fact that...
She also has amazing tweets.
Her tweets are impossible to read. no, she also stood up for the fact that Hollywood is extremely judgmental of women's figures.
Yes, yes.
Which was very interesting. Oh, she was also in a movie called... I think it was called Shampoo. That was the first one that she was in. And then the next day, Next sad day, we lost
Debbie Reynolds.
We totally lost Debbie Reynolds. Carrie Fisher's
sad.
Mom. And everyone says that she died of a broken heart. And that is heartbreaking. Yup.
It was sad.
Too soon.
Because
when I was a kid, I was addicted to Singing in the Rain. Great,
yeah.
great movie. And then, of course, which kid didn't watch Halloween Town?
Halloween Town. Yeah, that's where I know Debbie Reynolds
I know her from. The Singing in the Rain. So, yeah, you know, Halloween Town. So that was just... God. That was just rough. And then that's
yeah.
when the online petitions to save Betty White started.
I saw them.
Those were hilarious. Kind of sad, but funny. So I think those are the two biggest things a lot of people have been focusing on, which has prompted a lot of people to say we need this year to end, so less people die.
I was just like, two days left, and now it's like one day left, and now we're just like hours left.
But according to an article I read on CNN, apparently this is actually like I think the third in the last 10 years, like so the third... highest, I guess, year with the most celebrity deaths. The one
oh,
that had
wow.
the most was in 2006.
Oh.
I think it was either 2006 or 2009. I can't exactly remember. But a lot of people are saying, like, oh, get over it, not me. Like, more people died before. But I just think it's, like...
feels like a lot.
But the thing is
and they happen, like, one after each other.
Yeah, yeah. No, they happen back to back to back. But also just the names of, like...
Yeah.
Some of these, like, Prince, David Bowie... Alan Rickman, Gene Wilder. People were just dropping like flies, and it's horrible. It's horrible. And then George Michael.
Yeah. George Michael. A couple of days later, Carrie Fisher, and the next day was Debbie Reynolds.
It's just like, oh my God, what is ah? Oh, yeah. So yeah, that's when yeah. So
it's been rough. I think it's been rough for a lot of us this week
it's
especially.
It's been rough. but anyway, let's try to find some happier news.
Okay, so what are
some good news? I got a cool bit of news for D&D fans.
Sure.
Got some cool things. I'll pull up exactly what it is. But Dungeons & Dragons has officially released some new paths for the monk character. So if you're playing as a monk, they have some new... So these are all like kind of... They've been releasing these throughout... the end of the year.
Yeah.
So they've released Ranger ones, I think Fighter ones. So these are just different paths that you can go down if you play Dungeons and Dragons. So if you're playing as a monk, they have, usually there's just two, but they have a whole bunch of new ones that like let you be able to wield weapons.
Oh, cool.
You really weren't, like, it was more a lot of hand-to-hand combat, and you can now wield weapons. You can be super, like, oh, I'm one with nature, and I just heal my friends. So, like, they got some cool paths. The Path of Tranquility and the Path of Kensei, I think that's how you say it. Anyway. So, yeah, you can choose, martial weapons, like, you can be able to use those. Tranquility, basically, is just everyone is peaceful, and, like, and if you witness, like, any kind of violence within a certain area of you, like, all of your skills double.
Oh.
So you can, like, take out that person who harmed someone else, which is kind of, it's kind of that's backwards. Cool. And so I was like, I am a very peaceful monk, but if you hit someone, I'm gonna punch you in the face. It's like, you would think you'd be like, I'm gonna turn the other cheek, but apparently not in D&D. Yeah, everyone immediately turns into murder hobos.
I love it.
Murder.
I want to be a murdering monk. It's gonna be my new character.
Murder monk. Yes. Oh my god, that's a new
campaign.
Fun.
I want to be that.
Ooh, I'm gonna make a murder monk for the guys' campaign.
There you go.
Boom. It's happening.
Yes. We got a new episode of Doctor Who that came out.
Go for it.
I wish Odile was on here. Odile and I actually got to watch it together on Christmas Day. And I liked it about as much as I thought I was going to like it.
Ooh.
Which, if you remember in previous episodes, I was looking forward to it, but I wasn't too impressed. Like, I wasn't
blown away.
I wasn't blown away. I wasn't, like, I feel like last year's Christmas special and the Christmas special before that, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited for this Christmas special. I'm counting down hours. But this Christmas special, I was definitely excited for it, but I wasn't blown away by the previews, and I wasn't watching the previews going, I'm gonna love this Christmas special. Like, last year, I was like, I'm gonna love this Christmas special. The year before that, I'm like, I'm gonna love it. This one, I was like, ooh, I don't know. So I watched it, and I came out of it feeling very, like, it was okay. For a Christmas special, if it was, I definitely am one of the fans that rates Christmas specials on a totally different criteria
mm-hmm.
than regular episodes. Because they're different.
Yeah.
They're supposed to be for people that, you know, don't watch the show regularly, and they are a little bit funner and a little bit more festive, and things that happen in the Christmas special don't always make sense. But
yeah, they never make any sense.
No, and I felt like this episode would have been very bad as a regular episode. It would not have been good. But as a Christmas special, I just think it was okay.
Hmm.
There were some moments I really liked. I mean, it was generally pretty silly. The superhero stuff, I wasn't, like, that into. And I thought they could have done it a little bit better. But I liked, there was a lot of callbacks to last year's Christmas special. And the Doctor, like, moving on from River that I really appreciated. And that was my, and all the callouts to, like, the 24 years thing, I really appreciated. So there was, like, some little emotional moments to it, which I thought made the episode much better. But I do like Nardole now. As a character, after the Christmas special. Because I was not a fan. I know you like Nardole.
Yeah.
Or right, Odile likes Nardole. Do you like Nardole?
I think he's alright.
Did you even watch last year's Christmas special?
Yeah.
Okay.
I did. I just didn't watch this year's one, because I was kind of busy.
Got it.
With other stuff.
So, Odile really likes Nardole. And, I was just like, about him. And then after watching this year's Christmas special, I was like, you know what? I do like this character. I think I do like him. Because he understands the Doctor a little bit more than, he understands, like, what he's going through, like, the whole River scenario. So it's going to be nice, I think, when the new companion Bill comes in, having a character there that's, like, that can explain, like, oh, he so went through this.
Like, I got
because
this.
The Doctor would never say, like, I lost my wife, I'm really sad.
Yeah.
You know?
No,
but Nardole would tell, you know, Bill, like, oh,
hey,
this is what he's going through. Like, I'm sorry if he's cranky.
I'm sorry.
And Nardole's isn't human. He's like a non, and he's gonna be around for the whole season. And he's a non-human companion. So I think it'll be really interesting to have like a TARDIS team again with like more than one person in the TARDIS.
Like, yeah, I like multiple people.
I love those TARDIS teams. Like, I loved it when like Jack and Rose and like Mickey and like all of them are in the TARDIS.
I love Mickey.
I'm really looking forward to. I will say that I was looking more forward to the Christmas special than I was like. Seeing family on Christmas Day.
Oh,
what
wow.
does that say?
Wow.
What does that say about me?
Hope they don't listen to this.
They don't.
They don't. Okay, there you go.
Seeing some family. Some. Anyway, my general thoughts were, if I were to grade it, I would give it like a, maybe like a C+, B-.
Wow.
B- maybe?
B-.
Yeah. Compared to the other Christmas specials.
Compared to the other ones,
yes. I would give it, like, a B minus.
B minus.
Yeah. Right. So, not... Some people love it, though. I've been listening to podcasts. I've been listening to the Verity Doctor Who podcast. And they, a lot of them, there was one person on the podcast, and there was six, but there were five on the most recent episode. And one out of the five did not like the episode at all. And the other ones loved it. So,
there you go.
Those are my thoughts on the Christmas special. And when the season 10 comes around in the spring, we're going to figure out how we're going to review that.
Yes.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out.
We're not sure yet if we're going to do a segment or if we're going to do, like, mini-sodes.
When does it come out?
Spring. We don't know.
Okay.
April, probably.
Yeah, because my school no longer offers BBC. They haven't the past 2 years, which is why I have not really been watching a whole lot of it.
It's okay, we'll figure it out.
It's weird, like, they canceled BBC, but it's still on the guide. Like, if you go through, it's, I don't understand.
That's weird.
Well, you know, my life. So, the whole point of this episode is kind of, which is, I think, the whole point of, just New Year's Eve in general, is just looking back at everything. So we're gonna do a bit of a 2016 look back, considering 2016, we started in, was it February?
Yes.
Wow.
We started almost at the beginning of 2016.
Almost. But we're going to take this time to look back at the good, at the bad. There's a lot of bad. And then after that, we're going to look forward.
Yeah.
So let's look back.
Yeah.
What is something that has definitely changed? Or, like, how different do you feel
than you There was a lot of TV shows that I feel like I watched and caught up. Netflix, like... Killing it. Netflix is killing it this year for me, at least. Like, Stranger Things, like, was incredible.
It was awesome.
And...
What else?
Just Gilmore Girls. I
see,
loved
it. It's like you're, like, struggling. It's like,
I just don't know how long I'm allowed to rampage. So, I never gave my review of Gilmore Girls, A Year in Life.
I never watched that show.
I liked... There were moments I loved.
Yep.
I hated the ending.
Yep.
Those of you who watched it, I hated the final words.
I was
so mad. I have a headcanon where those words did not happen.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
The listeners, if they've listened to it, cool. They've watched it, they know.
It's fun to not be in the loop.
They know. Anyway, I loved Gilmore Girls, but there are parts of it I did not love. I thought Lane's character needed better development. I liked what they did with Emily. I think she got the best development out of every character, and I hate Rory. I don't like anything they do with Rory's character, and I hate Logan. Those are my final thoughts on Gilmore Girls. Fuller House came out this year. Season 1 and 2.
They need to stop bringing things back.
I liked it. See, I know a lot of people did not particularly like it, but I loved the cheesy nostalgia of it. I watched all of Season 2 in one night. I loved it. It's just fun. I thought, I don't know, right?
So you got TV. Okay,
TV.
TV.
Music, I guess.
Video games.
Oh, yeah. I got a little bit more into gaming this year, thanks to Sam.
I'm so proud she downloaded Fallout 3.
I did. I downloaded
But she has not touched it yet.
Because I've been playing Don't Starve Shipwrecked.
No.
Fallout 3 comes first. I'll play it.
You need to get New Vegas.
I'm going to download it today.
New Vegas is great.
Okay, I'll download it today. So Sam got me into Don't Starve and Don't Starve Together, and me and her recently just bought Don't Starve Shipwrecked, and we've been playing that.
We've also been playing this game called Death Road to Canada.
Oh my gosh, it's the best.
That game is hilarious.
It's so fun.
Anyway, I'll talk about it in fave.
So Sam got me into games, so I just downloaded more games, so I'm gonna start playing this today and tomorrow. So that's been a big year for me, is like, getting more into gaming, and I've learned a bunch of new, like, tabletop games, too, from you and some of my other friends. So that's been a change for me, and that's been one of the good things that happened this year, was getting more, being able to, you know, we can talk more about, like, gaming and stuff now, because now I'm starting to play the games you play.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been really fun, and getting other friends to do it, too.
You're turning into Sam. That's
I love
terrifying.
It. No, it's fun, though.
My 2016... It has definitely grown in geekdom. Not as much in TV, because I haven't really been watching a whole lot of TV lately. I did watch Stranger Things. I do watch Grand Tour. If anyone here, like, Top Gear on BBC, y'all know that they got basically, they're no longer on that show. So they're like, Amazon said, we'll take you. So they're over with Amazon. Their show's hysterical. It's a lot for games. Games has definitely expanded some more. Because it's weird, because when I'm thinking, like, look back at 2016, I'm just thinking, like, this half of the college year. Think back to, like, January. Physically, I have, and when I mean physically, I mean more, like,
hair?
In the hair department. I started 2016 with long black hair. Long black hair that came down, like, past my shoulders. And then I dyed the underside of my hair red. And then I dyed it blue. And then I shaved the bottom half off, so I had an undercut for a while. Then I got a pixie. Then I had silver hair for a bit. Then it went back to black. For the whole chunk of the semester, it was a pixie with the front was purple. And 2 days ago, I went and I got the back shaved again because it's super short. And now it's a teal, kind of a green. I look like the Joker. Like, half of it was the Joker, but I love it. So a lot of, like, physical transformations for Sam. Gaming is definitely, gaming is definitely the one that's been on the rise.
Yeah.
You've
been playing a lot of D&D, too.
So much. Oh, I've
been collecting a lot of dice.
My dice collection. I feel like
that's been a 2016 thing for you.
Yeah. I think I started the year with, like, 2 sets of dice, I think I had, like, I think I had more. Like, 3 sets? And if there are 7, oh god, are there 7 dice? Are there 7? D4, D6, D8, D10. D10, D12, D20. Okay, so there's 7 in each thing. I had about 3 sets, so I had 21 dice. Nice. Now I'm at 150.
Oh my gosh.
I'm at 150 dice.
Did you ever collect that one set, like all the pieces?
The purple one? The teal and purple? Yeah. No, I'm still missing the 20 for it.
Okay. Sam's been slowly collecting a set.
I will post a picture of all of them again on Twitter at Morin's Podcast. She follows there. Oh, Twitch.
Yeah,
we did once. I'm still working on an issue that I had, but I just solved the issue, but I cannot do that issue while I'm here. I can only do it back up at school.
Oh, that's where your stuff is.
That's where all my recording equipment is, which is kind of frustrating. I also jumped in on the Loot Crate Brigade, so I'm now subscribed to Loot Crate. And if you've never seen Loot Crate, it's a monthly subscription. We're not sponsored by Loot Crate.
They want to sponsor us. Not object.
It's a monthly box that you get towards the end of the month, and each month has a theme. And there's like a t-shirt, a collectible, a pin, and some fun stuff based on that theme. So I subscribe for the next 6 months, and my roommate and I will actually be unboxing and reviewing on YouTube. So we get that set up, you can come check us out on that. I'm having another podcast soon. Starting in 3 weeks.
Yeah. Hopefully I can do a
Skype in.
Yeah, do a Skype in guest appearance. Oh, I think that's what we're going to try to do.
Yeah. Every now and then. It's Caitlin time.
Oh, so. Caitlin's corner.
Caitlin time on Geektivity. Geektivity. Oh, and of course, great, wonderful news still that is still in my heart from this past year, The Last of Us 2.
Oh my goodness.
I had to bring it up. Anyway, also, as we mentioned earlier, we've lost a lot of people this year in the world of Hollywood, and just celebrities have unfortunately passed away. Hopefully next year, fewer. There's fewer. But now that I said next year... What is our 2017 looking at? Like, even though
for ourselves,
we still have 365 days of that year to complete. But still, you know, hey, what are our goals?
I really want to go to a convention, but like some kind of a con, like a comic con or a sci-fi con.
Do you want to go to
con? Or a Doctor Who con. I don't know. I just want to go to some kind of convention. And I know there are several in the fall in this area of California. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to try to go to one of those. That's been something I've been wanting to do for a long time. And I feel like now I have the money and the resources and the graduating. So I'm going to have the time that I can like actually go to them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one goal I have for myself that's kind of geeky related. Also, I've been getting a lot more into nail art in the last couple months, so I want to kind of up my nail art game and get some more nail art supplies.
There you go.
So I can do more intricate nail art.
Alright. Goals. Goals. Graduate from college.
Oh, yes. That's important.
Find a job. I'm with you. I do want to do conventions more. I want to expand my horizons in the world of conventions. I want to start reading some more sci-fi books, more fantasy books.
I have a couple of recommendations at the end for sci-fi fantasy books.
I want to start reading some more comics, pick up some ones I haven't read in a while. I don't know. I just think it's a lot of just sort of like developing more of who I am, because now that college will be over, I got to figure out my life, which is terrifying. Hopefully I get some more voice jobs. In the past year, I've gotten a couple that have been pretty cool. So working more on my voice work, more on my editing skills, with a Z. And then definitely applying a lot of that to this podcast. I am looking at the moment to still finish our intro.
Yeah.
Which should be...
Hopefully our first episode of... I think our first episode of 2017, we want to kind of...
Should have music, you know?
We want to kind of upgrade and have some music at the beginning and the end. And
I'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out, hopefully.
Yeah.
I think that's a good goal, though.
That's definitely a goal for me.
Yeah.
Considering... Technically, this is my job. Back at school, I'm the producer and director for 13 different podcasts. So
yeah,
it's a lot. This is just another one of the many.
The many.
One of the many. So yeah, that's
yeah.
It's hard to make plans when you don't know what the future holds.
Yeah, especially because we're both graduating, and it's very. Everything is very uncertain, but
it's cool. I'm looking forward to next year. We got some fun movies coming out.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to Wonder Woman. I'm looking forward to Justice League. I'm not looking forward to any of the Marvel films. I don't like Marvel. Looking forward to the new Star Wars film.
Yes.
That should be pretty bomb. That's going
to
be legit.
Definitely looking forward to that.
TV shows in May, the new Star Trek TV show is coming out. I'm really looking forward to that because they just cast Doug Jones as one of the aliens, and Doug Jones is one of my favorite actors. For those who don't know who Doug Jones is, if you've ever seen Pan's Labyrinth, he's the Fawn and he's the Pale Man. Mm-hmm. He is legit.
There's a new, like, Wizard of Oz, like, twisted, dark Wizard of Oz thing that looks interesting. I'm looking forward to seeing
Beauty and the Beast.
Oh my gosh, we're gonna do a full review of that.
I'm excited for Beauty and the Beast.
I'm so excited.
One of my favorite movies as a child.
I'm so excited for that.
It was awesome. I can't think of any other things.
I'm really excited for the Beaches remake.
They're doing a remake of Beaches?
It's gonna be on Lifetime with Idina Menzel.
Oh,
my
God.
Queen.
Oh, my mom got me to a Lifetime movie last night.
Which one?
I don't know what. I think it was called The Perfect Stalker.
Oh, yes.
It was terrifying. Anyway.
I love bad Lifetime movies.
We'll do a whole episode on Lifetime movies.
Oh, will for sure have to do it.
It's going
to
be mostly me hating on them and then just going, oh, but this one was so good. But it doesn't matter. But, you know, here. Caitlin.
What?
Caitlin Downing.
Yes.
Here's to the end of 2016.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And on to a new year of fun.
Yes. And hopefully... We'll post more regularly.
Hopefully we get our things together. Anyway. Fave three.
I've got it.
Go.
So, I recently saw a bunch of movies this break. I've seen Passengers, and I saw La La Land. So, highly recommend both of them.
I saw a lot of movies.
And by okay, a lot, I saw mean two. Which is sorry. A lot. Well, I saw them within like a week of each other, so it was like... Okay. It felt like, I'll probably end up seeing
like
more. It just felt like a lot, you know?
Are you going to go see Rogue One?
Maybe. Do you want to go?
I'll go with you. I'm going to go see Rogue One.
We can go see Rogue One.
Heck yes. Anyway, continue.
So, I saw La La Land 2 days ago, and I loved it. It's so good. It's...
No spoilers.
No spoilers, but it's very realistic. It's like, it's a musical, but there's not too much... I love musicals, but I know a lot of people don't. There's not that many songs in it. There's only like... Like 6 or 7 songs?
There's not many. There's just 12.
No, there's like 6 or 7. There's a lot of dancing, though. Mm. And it's very dancey, and it's beautifully, visually stunning, and it's realistic. Like, it takes place in modern-day Los Angeles, and they go to kind of... It's not the pretty areas, either. It's, like, kind of the grummy, like, downtown areas. And It's so good. It's so good. There's lots of dancing. It's beautiful. The music is really good. It's kind of jazzy because it's about a struggling actress and a struggling jazz performer. So there's a lot of, like, jazzy numbers, and it's just really fun, and it's really good, and it'll make you forget about all of the bad things that are happening this week. So I saw it with my mom and my grandma, and it was great. I enjoyed it. So that's what I recommend that, and I saw Passengers with Odile, and that was really great. That one was, like, really very different than La La Land, obviously. It was a little bit more, like, exciting and definitely very good, very good. Jennifer Lawrence and Chris Pratt are excellent together. So I recommend those two. And I've also been reading for fun recently.
Hmm.
I know, right? What a concept. So,
the look. If you could only see the look she gave me. Oh, I wish you could take a picture and put it on our Twitter. At Morris Park.
So I recently read The Rest of Us Just Live Here by Patrick Ness, who wrote all of the Doctor Who spinoff Class. He's an author before he wrote Class. And it's very good. Sam, you would love it.
Hmm.
It's about these, no spoilers, it's about these group of teenagers who live in this town where basically society, it's like, takes place in like a sci-fi, not really, it's like, it's modern day, but it's like one of those things where, like,
oh my gosh, you're so bad at describing this.
Cut that part out. Okay.
Nope. Keep going.
So it's about these teenagers who are like very normal, but there's a lot of people in their town that are like the chosen ones, you know, where they're fighting crime and evil, and there was like a vampire epidemic a couple years before, and there's always like weird stuff happening, and the high school gets blown up every couple years.
That sounds like Buffy the Vampire
Slayer. It is. It's
all the students that are stuck there going, what the hell is going on?
But it's about all of those students. It's about a group of students who are just like, well, I hope our high school doesn't explode before graduation. And they're just trying to live their average everyday lives.
With all this weird
stuff. With all of this weird stuff that's happening that they're not involved with. So it's a really interesting concept because it's like, it's about, you know, their high school crushes. And there's a lot of, one of the characters has OCD. So they talk about like mental illness and wow, all of this crazy stuff is happening to the high school, and all these other kids are running around trying to stop these, like, evil deer from, like, destroying everything, and deer. It's really interesting, and they're like, well, I hope the vampires don't show up again. It's really good, though. It's really good. I, like, thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed it. It's called The Rest of Us Just Live Here, Patrick Ness. It's really good, and I recently also started reading a book called 1,000 Pieces of You, which had been recommended to me, like, so many times by a bunch of different podcasts. I finally started reading it, and I'm only, like, 100 pages in. But that one's about dimension traveling.
Mm.
It's about this girl who is trying to avenge the death of her father. And her father was, like, this physicist, and she travels to all these different dimensions to try to find the person that killed him.
Hmm.
Who stole this device to travel dimensions, and then she stole another device. And it's very interesting. It's really good, because you've kind of, as you start reading it, you find out that things aren't quite what they seem. And then she really starts to doubt herself about, did this person really kill my father?
Hmm.
It's interesting. It's very good. I'm 100 pages in, but I will say that there's a lot of, like, fake science in it that is a little bit confusing.
Hmm.
So, that's just a warning. There's some moments where you're like, okay, a lot of words about, like, dimensions and traveling, and you're like, what is happening?
Hmm.
But it's really good so far. 100 pages in. I recommend it. 1,000 Pieces of You by Claudia Gray. All
right. Recommend. You technically did 4, so I'll
okay, you
four.
Can do 4.
So, there's this... I'm gonna stop talking about that. There's a really good Star Wars fan film. I don't know if we talked about it. I've talked a lot about... I've talked about, like, 12 of them.
Oh, this is a different one. Okay.
This is a different one.
Sorry.
So vague. I read this book. You've already talked about the book. if I have talked about this, on my bad. It's called Hoshino. It's basically about... It's more focused on...
I don't think you've talked about that one.
Yeah, it's called Hoshino. Really, really interesting. It's on YouTube. Instead of it just being, like, action, 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 like that Darth Maul one that came out.
Yeah.
And also the one about the stormtrooper and the rebel soldier on Hoth, this one focuses a lot more on just what the lightsaber means to a Jedi, which is cool. Really, really interesting. That's all I'm gonna say about it. If anyone knows the actress Anna Akana, she's in it.
Oh yeah,
she does a great job. Really, really good. I love her. So it's called Hoshino, Hoshino. Hoshino. Go check it out. It's really good. I mentioned this earlier. Another game. It's on Steam. It's called Death Row to Canada. So Death Row to Canada basically is, if anyone's ever played the game Oregon Trail,
very similar.
It's basically kind of like, you know, oh, you're on your little like cart going across, but then
there's a little bit more action to
this.
Hold on.
Shh.
Okay.
Going across to Oregon, but then someone made another game called Oregon Trail, which is you trying to get to Oregon during the zombie apocalypse. So there's like little movements, but this one, yeah, Death Row to Canada is about getting from Florida to Canada. So a thing that's interesting about it is, you know, like, you still have to worry about the characters, but unlike the other one, you actually have to physically go through and find everything and get a bunch of weapons. And it's not just like you just go in and you shoot because you get tired. You hit things, you gotta run away, and you hit things, you run away, and it's just, there's always like really, really weird things going on because each character has a personality and you figure out more about that personality as you go through, which sucks for some characters. It's always like, oh, one character is going to try and give an inspiring speech. Cool, let's do that. And it goes, jokes, you turn out, they're a terrible speaker. You all lose morale. It's like, what the hell? So, like, some of these things are helpful, but some of these things, like, you think, like, oh, it's cool, this is a bonus thing I can try. It just screws you over, which is really interesting. It's really tricky.
It's hard.
I mean, I would also think it's hard because we both played on multiplayer, and multiplayer is just ridiculous, but I played on my own. I usually get, like, almost to the border and I die. And it's really frustrating because, like, the number of zombies and just how aggressive they get increases. But it's a fun game. It's on Steam. I think it was $11.
It's on sale right now, too.
Oh, it is on sale? Yeah. Oh, I know. It's got it for $11. Steam's doing a huge sale, so if you're interested
in games... Till the 2nd. They're doing a sale till January 2nd.
So, if you're interested in games, go check out those games.
Like, yeah, you can get the Don't Starve games, all of them, for, like, $6 right now on Steam, which is a super good deal. And if you're like, ooh, I don't know if I want to play these, seriously, just go buy them. Buy the multi-pack. It's, like, $6.30 or something. And it comes with Don't Starve Together, Don't Starve Shipwrecked. Definitely check that out.
And then, if you're interested in Bethesda games, the Fallout series.
All of them are on sale.
They're on hardcore sale.
Yeah, I bought Fallout 2 for...
But you bought the second one?
Fallout 3.
Yeah,
I bought the third one. Fallout 3 I bought for, like, $3.
Yeah, so. Super cheap. Mucho cheap.
And I'm gonna buy New Vegas.
Yeah, New Vegas is good.
Which is also, like, $3, so.
And New Vegas is great. And my last... Oh, that was the last thing I was gonna say. I had one, and now it's just kind of...
Is it a movie? Is it a game?
Was it a movie? Okay, you know, I'll say it's a game. For Christmas, I got... One Night Ultimate Vampire.
Ooh.
Which is the...
Oh, you don't have... Which ones do you have? You have Werewolf?
I have Werewolf and Daybreak, but I just got Vampire, which is Vampire. Its own thing, which is crazy. I still can't figure out how the hell it works, because it's really, really confusing. But once I figure it out, you know, I'll talk more about it. But I got that. Oh, that and Exploding Kittens. The not-safe-for-work version of it.
How does that work? How do you play it?
Basically, it's Russian roulette with cards and cats.
I love it.
Great game.
I love it.
Glorious game. Hopefully this year, more games will be in my future. But that's
we about. Both have birthdays coming up, so...
We'll see. My address is... No, okay.
No.
That's...
If you guys find any good board games, tweet us the links.
Yeah, or just let me know. Most likely, I might have it. My board game collection is now 35 games.
You should create a spreadsheet with all your games on it. I know someone that does that.
You recommended that a while ago. I'm just too lazy. Way too lazy.
I feel.
Oh, I remember the thing I was going to recommend. It wasn't any of those things. It's a podcast. It's called Lore. Never heard of it. Lore is basically like, it's each episode they're focusing, or he's focusing on a different, really weird things that have happened in history. Or like, for example, one of his episodes was about this creature called the Mothman. And, like, all of the legends that go around the Mothman, cool. And discussing whether or not, like, just because a bunch of people said that they saw it, does that make it real, or does everyone, like...
Each episode focuses on a different thing?
Different thing. So they had one about the Queen Mary, the ship down in L.A., about how it's haunted. They had one about the men in London, the body snatchers, the guys who would kill mm-hmm. people and then give them to for training yeah. doctors, stuff like that. So yeah, really like the topics are really, really interesting. They're really well researched, super creepy. Which That's is cool. amazing. Because like the way the way he tells them and the way he pauses, like you're just like, ah, and the music that's with them is terrifying. Like there was one episode about these people who went hiking, I think it was like around Russia, and they vanished, and for a couple of days they went to go find them and they ended up finding the bodies, but like how they found the bodies made no sense. Like some had run away like half naked from the tent, and then they found everyone else like in a ditch. And they were all like crushed to death, but one of the bodies was missing their eyes and tongue, and they can't figure out why. And it's just super weird. Creepy. I just got the chills. Like, great podcast. It's on iTunes. Lore, go check it out. It's
just L-O-R-E.
L-O-R-E, lore.
Cool.
Oh, now I got the shivers. Oh, I got the shivers. Sorry. Because that thing, like...
I also recommend Verity Podcast, which is a female-hosted Doctor Who podcast.
This is not fave three, it's fave everything.
This is kind of our year favorites. That's definitely my yearly favorite. Verity has just been like crushing it for me. Their Doctor Who, they post weekly, consistently, every single week, even when Doctor Who isn't on air.
Wow, consistency.
It's so impressive. I wish that's what we had. Well, there's also six of them.
Wow, consistency. So
they have a spreadsheet and they spreadsheet everything. It's very impressive.
You're very into spreadsheets.
I love spreadsheets. I have to use them at work. So I've gone very into spreadsheets. So I recommend the Verity Doctor Who podcast.
Social media. You can follow us on it. You can follow us on Twitter at Morons Podcast, on Instagram at Morons Podcast, and on Facebook at The Morons Who Try to Talk Good. You can also find us on Twitch at The Morons Who Try to Play Good, and I will actually try to upload that. And even though we're doing morons, half the time it's hard to get everyone in one room, so it's probably just going to be me. Yay, you get to hang out with Sam. Because, you know, that's everyone's dream.
You can also subscribe and leave us a review on iTunes. It helps other people find the podcast. And recommend us to your friends.
Recommendations are nice. Yes. So that's it.
Feel free to tweet us if you find any cool board games or cool podcasts you think we'd be interested in.
Or just cool things.
Or if there's something particular you think we should talk about that maybe we're not aware of. You can go ahead and send us a tweet or a Facebook message. All right, thanks for listening. We hope your 2017 is much better than our 2016.
Heck yeah. I'm Sam.
And I'm Caitlin.
And you will listen to us next week.
Next year.